You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Three candidates have thrown their hats in the ring for the Green Bay City Council seat left vacant when Chris Weary of District 8 resigned for family health reasons. Weary is moving out of the district. So Jim Ritterbush, who ran against Weary for the seat in 2024, has applied. So has Brown County Board of Supervisors member Megan Borchardt and Mark Anderson. These three will present themselves to and answer questions from the City Council during its meeting Tuesday. The council will then vote on a replacement for who will serve until the spring 2026 election. A body pulled from the waters of Door County last Wednesday near Little Strawberry Island has been identified as that of Lisa Janine Pipp of Greendale, Wisconsin. Pipp, 42, was reported missing back in January of this year when she walked away from a vehicle on the ice of Green Bay during an argument. Preliminary autopsy findings show no indication of foul play. An 18-year-old Menominee Falls man died after rolling his UTV in Marinette County over the weekend. Marinette sheriff's officials say Gabrielle Avila Neuheisel was on a dirt trail on private property when he lost control and was thrown from the UTV. He was not wearing a seatbelt or a helmet. A 69-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man, both from Bondiwell, were killed in an accident in Shawnee County this weekend. Preliminary investigations show the SUV they were riding in failed to yield to oncoming traffic while making a turn. The driver of the pickup that struck the SUV suffered minor injuries. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
100 Vietnam War veterans will board the Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. as part of EAA Air Ventures' annual salute to veterans. The veterans will travel to the nation's capital on July 25th to tour war memorials at no cost to them. At the conclusion of the Friday afternoon air show, thousands of people will welcome the veterans home as they return to Oshkosh. The 72nd annual EAA Air Venture Fly-In Convention is July 21st through 27th at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh. Some state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would make it easier to bring election complaints to court if they're dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Republican bill would make changes to the current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine, ruling that the Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit. Another scam is making its rounds. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT DMV to get individuals to click on fraudulent links to reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WisDOT content. These are not from WisDOT or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a charity does not have to pay state unemployment taxes, overruling a decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Catholic Charities Bureau has paid Wisconsin unemployment taxes for about 50 years, according to the State Journal, even though other faith groups are exempt. State officials argued that the group didn't qualify for that exemption because its work doesn't include religious teachings and it uses mostly public money. The charity says its disability services are motivated by religious beliefs. The State Journal reports President Donald Trump's administration gave feedback in favor of the Catholic Charities Bureau and won. Wisconsin officials worry that making the Bureau exempt from paying into unemployment taxes would mean other businesses do too if they have any religious affiliation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billy Joel has been famous for decades, but the fame came with a price. The first part of a new documentary just premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival about Joel's life called Billy Joel and So It Goes. The documentary is chock full of salacious details about his life, like the fact that Joel attempted suicide twice after having an affair with his best friend's wife. In the 1960s, Joel was in a band called Attila with his best friend John Small and moved in with Small, his wife Elizabeth, and their son. Joel said the relationship with Small's wife Elizabeth was a slow courtship, but eventually he had to tell his friend that he was in love with his wife. The friend was not happy and punched Joel in the face and sent him looking for a new place to live. Joel ended up connecting with Elizabeth a few years later and marrying her. The marriage lasted from 1973 to 1982. All great couples have an interesting story about how they met. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spin-off of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK, although the the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.